Well, please have your Bibles open at the passage of Scripture that we read from Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, and the verses that we're particularly looking at this evening are verses 11 and 12. Well, we're slowly working our way through this letter of Paul to the church at Ephesus. And as we've seen previously, Paul is writing to a local church, and he's writing about the church, about its nature and purpose, and the great privilege of being part of the church. Each local church is to be a manifestation of the complete universal church of Christ. So what is written here applies to us as members of the church here in Stowmarket. Well, in the letter, Paul uses pictures to illustrate the nature of the church. At the end of chapter 2, he has the picture of a church as a building under construction, into which new people are being built in, like stones, people being built in as they respond to the gospel. And we are being built together into a dwelling place for God in the Spirit. And then a second picture is found in chapter 1 and again in chapter 4. And this is a picture of the church as a body that is growing and developing in spiritual maturity. And this is the picture that is at the center of the verses we are considering today. This section is about spiritual gifts. Last time we looked at verses 7 to 10 of this chapter, where we saw what Christ did to establish his church on earth and then to be in a position where he would distribute gifts to us. We saw how he descended to earth and became a man, how he had to suffer and die at the hands of men, and that in doing so he was being punished by God for our sin as our substitute. And he was doing that that we might be saved. He even experienced hell for us so that we would not have to. Yet God raised him up, and Christ returned to heaven as the mighty conqueror, having defeated Satan and all the forces of evil, having won the victory over death and the grave, so that we can be reconciled with God and inherit everlasting life. Christ returns to heaven, and he tells us in verse 8 that he gave gifts to men. And these are spiritual gifts given to Christians, those who come to faith in Christ and have been brought into his church. Gifts given to us by Christ to enable his church to grow and to develop. And this is where the picture of the body comes in. These gifts are likened to parts of a body of which Christ is the head. And verse 16 of this chapter refers to the whole body, the local church, being joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. Well, before we look at some specific gifts, I want to go back to verse 7, where we read, "But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift." And we saw last time that Paul is not talking here about the local church as a whole, but about us as individuals who make up the church. "But to each one of us," he says. We also saw that although this chapter is about the unity of the body of Christ, that doesn't mean uniformity. God doesn't intend us all to be the same. In fact, we are all different, and we must learn to accept one another in love. But what I want to emphasize today is that to each one of us, spiritual gifts are given. Every Christian who is truly born again and has been made part of the body of Christ has been given a spiritual gift or gifts. I wonder, do you know what your spiritual gift is? And are you using it within the church, the body of Christ, in this place? There is a great variety of gifts given to us as individuals according to Christ's will and purpose. As Paul put it, writing to the Romans,